Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Spinal Trauma. Emergency Call. Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold are sitting on the terrace with their trainee Lisa Frey, enjoying the sun. Suddenly, the pager beeps. Location, Industriestraße 27. Casualty has fallen from scaffolding. In just 7 minutes, they arrive at a large building site in an industrial estate. Situation at the scene. The site manager is waiting for them at the entrance to the building site. You can drive a little further, but then you'll have to walk the rest of the way, he explains, and points at a part of the building still under construction. Once they are there, Claudia puts the emergency rucksack on and grabs the suction unit while Lisa gets the ECG and the ventilator from the patient compartment. We'd better put the hard hats on and bring the work gloves, shouts Thomas to the pair as the site manager explains briefly how the accident happened. As he was dismantling the scaffolding, the worker tripped and fell off backwards. It must have been about 3 meters. Now he's complaining of severe back pain and he can't move his legs. On foot across the building site. After the rescue team have put the hard hats on, they set off with the site manager towards the scene of the accident. The way there turns out to be extremely difficult and time-consuming. Over rough terrain, they finally manage to reach a difficult-to-access courtyard. The 45-year-old worker is lying on the floor. Case history and initial examination. Claudia begins the examination as Thomas holds the injured worker's head in a neutral position. The patient is responsive and, apart from the pain in his back, has no further injuries. Claudia moves her hand carefully along the inside of his leg. Can you feel my hand when I move it along your leg like this? The worker replies that he can't. He also can't move his toes anymore. In the meantime, under the watchful eye of Thomas, the trainee has correctly applied a cervical collar and has taken over stabilizing the patient's head. Based on her diagnosis of spinal trauma with loss of function, Claudia requests a rescue helicopter. Unusual rescue. Thomas talks to the site manager and comes back smiling. There's a football pitch just around the corner, ideal for Christoph 11 to land on. The site manager is going to send one of his colleagues with a car to bring the helicopter crew back here. But the best bit is, we can gently lift our patient out of the courtyard with a crane. Lisa and Claudia look at him questioningly. It works. I've had a similar case once before, says Thomas, attempting to back up his suggestion. Okay then, if you say so, replies Claudia. Thomas sets off for the car where the two colleagues take care of the patient. 15 minutes later, they hear a call from above. Here comes your material and the emergency doctor is also on the way. Claudia and Lisa look up to discover Thomas and the site manager on a small platform suspended from the boom of the crane. Both are secured with safety harnesses. After the vacuum mattress has been prepared, the helicopter crew arrives. Claudia explains the situation and the planned measures. Transfer to the vacuum mattress. After the patient has been given something to relieve the pain, he's gently moved onto the vacuum mattress using a scoop stretcher and is fastened firmly to the mattress with straps. Within 10 minutes, the patient is floating gently towards the ambulance and he's carefully put down by the crane. Because of the uneven surface, they decide to carry the patient to an asphalt road before transferring him to the ambulance there. 4 strong builders help to carry the patient. What a day, sighs Thomas, looking longingly at the departing helicopter. Lisa and Claudia giggle. Men.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.